Today, we will be talking about Tokyo Ghoul, one of the most popular animes from the last decade. I, the director of the Anacasters, Ryan, will be joined today by two other members, Joshua and Ayo. Without further ado, let's begin. Let us discuss the basic overview of Tokyo Ghoul. Of course, we are talking about the first season. The setting takes place in modern-day Japan, where ghouls, beings that are identical to humans in every way except for their desire for human flesh. We are introduced to the main character, Kaneki Ken, who is a completely normal college student until his life completely unravels. He gains supernatural abilities of that of a ghoul, but faces all the repercussions of doing this. As a result, he must decide whether his humanity is more important than what is perceived as right or wrong. So, Ayo, what do you think this anime does that separates itself from others?
So I believe this anime isn't really that special. Certain aspects of this anime have been copied and pasted throughout the history of the horror genre, particularly the specific plot device where the protagonist becomes the monster in which the majority of humankind are opposed to. You can compare this anime to that of Attack on Titan, really, where similarly enough, the main character becomes a titan. However, Attack on Titan's success can be attributed to its much vaster world-building and character-building, whereas Tokyo Ghoul isn't as popular.
Well, you can't really say that, as the show does experiment with other uncommon themes. For example, the ghouls in the show are mostly sympathized with, along with many actions on both sides being in the gray area of justice. The characters do have a modestly unique design, but what sets the show apart is how they execute their motives. For example, Amon is a ghoul investigator who did his job purely in the name of justice, whereas his role model, Mado, does his job for experience and pure insanity. The show excels at establishing each character as unique individuals with unforgettable personalities.
Now, how about that soundtrack of theirs?
Well, I'm sure that any person with some anime knowledge would have heard about the opening Unravel, which truly complements the tone of the story. However, not many of the soundtracks really stood out besides perhaps Glassy Sky, which is somewhat memorable. With a good soundtrack, it could make a scene more emphatic or intense, which enhances the moment. This anime, however, doesn't really do this particularly well, although there are some moments that are complimented. The ending theme isn't memorable, but it's worth listening to once in a while.
Now, something I would add to review the show is the animation, which is truly one of its strong points. Its cleanness and use of cold colors really complements the scenes and atmospheres of the show. This animation is comparable to that of Naruto in its later stages, which is also done by the same studio. Overall, Tokyo Ghoul is a great anime mainly because of its distinct fight scenes.
Well, guys, what is your overall opinion on the show?
I do believe the show may be what some consider edgy. And if you aren't into darker themes in anime, this show might not be for you. Although the show does contain some action, that is not really the main purpose of what they focus upon. Instead, the focus on suspense and more character development, I think. Overall, this show should appeal to those who enjoy the genre of dark fantasy or thriller. Even if you haven't watched these genres, the show is a good introduction to them.
Yeah, I agree. I think it is worth checking it out, but do not expect the show as a grandiose display of story elements, as there are some aspects that are clearly lacking. Before we end this episode, I would like to thank several contributors to this. Jonah Bay is our cinematic advisor, along with being the director of the Switch on the Lights podcast, dealing with the Nintendo Switch. Please check that out. The Anacasters is part of a student-led organization which holds a variety of different podcasts, called The Bark. I hope you guys enjoyed our first episode, and please stay tuned for more. Today, we will be talking about Tokyo Ghoul, one of the most popular animes from the last decade. I, the director of the Anacasters, Ryan, will be joined today by two other members, Joshua and Ayo. Without further ado, let's begin. Today, we will be talking about Tokyo Ghoul, one of the most popular animes from the last decade. I, the director of the Anacasters, Ryan, will be joined today by two other members, Joshua and Ayo. Without further ado, let's begin. Today, we will be talking about Tokyo Ghoul, one of the most popular animes from the last decade. I, the director of the Anacasters, Ryan, will be joined today by two other members, Joshua and Ayo. Without further ado, let's begin. Today, we will be talking about Tokyo Ghoul, one of the most popular animes from the last decade. I, the director of the Anacasters, Ryan, will be joined today by two other members, Joshua and Ayo. Without further ado, let's begin.